Lesson 65. 4. Since. Period. Point. What's the difference between for and since?
The difference between for and since is that we use the word for when we say a period of time, whereas we use the word since when we say the point at which the period began.
Give me some examples of for.
For half an hour. For 2 weeks.
Now give me some examples of since.
Since 6 o'clock, since last June.
How long have you been in this room for?
I've been in this room for half an hour.
Since when has she been in this room?
She's been in this room since 2:30.
How long have you lived in this town for?
I've lived in this town for 6 months.
Since when has she lived in this town?
She's lived in this town since July.
About how long have you known me for?
I've known you for about a year.
Since when has she known me?
She's known you since last June.
Have you been able to speak English for more than 10 years?
No, I haven't been able to speak English for more than 10 years.
Have you been able to speak English since you were a young child?
Yes, I've been able to speak English since I was a young child.
Kitchen. Fridge. Freezer. Cooker. Sink. Microwave. What kind of things does a kitchen usually contain?
A kitchen usually contains a fridge, a freezer, a cooker, a sink, etc.
Does meat last longer in a fridge or a freezer?
Meat lasts longer in a freezer.
Why do some people like using microwaves?
Some people like using microwaves because they cook food very quickly.
Studies. Did you find English pronunciation a little difficult at the beginning of your studies?
Yes, I found English pronunciation a little difficult at the beginning of my studies.
Do you hope your English studies will help your future career?
Yes, I hope my English studies will help my future career.
Lend. Lent. Lent. Return. Would you lend me some money if I asked you?
Yes, I'd lend you some money if you asked me.
If you lent something to somebody and they didn't return it, what did you do?
If I lent something to somebody and they didn't return it, I'd keep asking for it back.
First name. Surname. What's your first name?
My first name's Anushka.
What's your surname?
My surname's Holmes.
Actor. Actress. Famous. Film star. Would you like to be famous?
Yes, I'd like to be famous.
What's a film star?
A film star is a famous actor or actress in the cinema world.
Tell me the names of some famous film stars, please.
Johnny Depp, Penelope Cruz, etc.
Name a few famous people in history.
A few famous people in history are Shakespeare, Einstein, Michelangelo, etc.
Industrial. Agricultural. Region. What's the most industrial city in your country?
London is the most industrial city in my country.
What's the most agricultural region of your country?
The southwest is the most agricultural region of my country.
Apologize. Apology. Keep somebody waiting. What do we say when we apologize for doing something wrong?
When we apologize for doing something wrong, we say, I'm sorry.
If you keep somebody waiting for a long time, should you apologize?
Yes, if you keep somebody waiting for a long time, you should apologize.
What's the noun of the verb apologize?
The noun of the verb apologize is apology.
Avoid. How can we help to avoid becoming ill?
We can help to avoid becoming ill by living a healthy life.
Bend. Do you have to bend down if you want to touch your feet?
No, I don't have to bend down if I want to touch my feet. but it would be the easiest way.
Century. Which do you think was the best century in history to live in?
I think the 16th century was the best century in history to live in.
Fashion. Do you like the fashion in clothes at the moment?
No, I don't like the fashion in clothes at the moment.
Gate. Does this school have a gate outside it?
Yes, this school has a gate outside it.
Worry. Be worried. Do some people worry too much?
Yes, some people worry too much.
Are you worried about your future?
Yes, I'm worried about my future.
Why should you not worry if you don't immediately understand some of the grammar in this book?
I shouldn't worry if I don't immediately understand some of the grammar in this book, because I will practice it again in other lessons, and I can study it at home.
Run. When we're in a hurry, what must we do?
When we're in a hurry, we must run.
What's the furthest you've ever run?
The furthest I've ever run is 1 kilometer.